USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Forecasters say Hurricane Lee is losing steam but remains a powerful storm. The National Hurricane Center says Lee is now a Category 4 storm, packing top winds of 155 miles per hour. Dangerous surf and rip currents are expected along much of the East Coast beginning on Sunday. The Defense Department holds an observance ceremony for the victims of the September 11 terrorist attacks ahead of the 22nd anniversary on Monday. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks commends the over 254,000 Americans who signed up for military service following the attacks.
Many of those said that they had never even considered military service, that they were motivated by what had happened on 9/11 and its aftermath. They had come to understand that military service represented something larger than themselves, and that's something that they wanted to be a part of.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom was asked about running for president.
Finally, deadlines are quickly coming to pass, and I think we need to move past this notion that he's not going to run. President Biden is going to run, and looking forward to getting him reelected.
The governor also told NBC's Meet the Press that Vice President Kamala Harris would be the next Democrat to run if President Biden was not up for reelection. Many people trying to get information on restarting their student loan repayments are reportedly spending hours on hold with their loan servicers. Some popular servicer websites have experienced outages as borrowers attempt to check balances or make payments. 83-year-old Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi announced she's running for re-election, and at the closing bell, Wall Street ending the week on a positive note, the Dow gaining 75 points to close at 34,576. This is USA News.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O-Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Biden administration is blocked in a court ruling.
President Biden's federal government lawsuit over Texas anti-migrant border buoys has been blocked and will continue to keep immigrants from crossing at Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. District Judge Ezra ordered the removal of the 1,000-foot string of buoys, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an emergency stay. The New Orleans-based Tribunal of Judges did not give a reason why it granted the stay for Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the buoys are 100% effective in keeping immigrants from crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas. The appellate court has not yet set a date for a hearing. I'm Lance Pry.
An audience member at a press conference in Jacksonville, Florida, blamed Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for a recent Jacksonville shooting, with the governor responding and calling the claim nonsense. The GOP Republican candidate reacts to the incident on Fox News.
First of all, it's just outrageous to take an incident that's really been a gut punch to our state as well as to the Jacksonville community and to try to leverage that as a political cudgel to use against somebody that you disagree with politically. I am not going to sit there and stand for that. I am not going to let anyone impugn me in that way, and we will fight back.
The eyes of the NASCAR world are on the Hollywood Casino 400, set to take place Sunday at Kansas Speedway. I'm Tim Berg. USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.